visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you in there 2025, 4-2. You dropped a couple there before break, but how have things gone in practice? Winter storm just made some adjustments, and of course the game's on Tuesday, getting postponed to the 23rd. But you're right back at it and preparing for games tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, it's been a really long break, one of the longest I can remember. But we've had a good week of practice before the storm hit, and then that gave our girls a couple extra days off. But you know, I'm really encouraged about the progress that we've made over break. We were really looking forward to playing on Tuesday, but you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that, and so we're just, you know, we're ready to see somebody that's not our own teammates, and you know, and get out and compete again and try to get things back on track. You know, we dropped a couple of really tough games to Olpe and Madison before the break. So, you know, our girls are just ready to get back out there and get things going again. And I'm just really pleased with where we're at and the attitudes that our girls have in terms of, you know, wanting to get back out and compete.
What was one of the biggest things you liked about the break and taking some strides in the right direction? What kind of aspects did you like?
Yeah, we really focused a lot on just our offensive execution. In those two games before break, we didn't have a lot of success offensively, and so you know, we just kind of went back to the basics a little bit, and just tried to keep the main thing in our practices. And I'm really pleased with the way our girls you know, focused and really took coaching and tried to apply it and really worked to get better at the things that we were really, really emphasizing in practice. It can be tough when you don't have a game on the horizon, which, you know, we had seven practices before we were supposed to play a game. And so, I was really pleased with our girls' focus and intensity. But, you know, just trying to get better at some of the small things and the details of our offense was our priority. And I think that our girls took some pretty big steps to get there.
Anyone kind of stand out in your mind who's taken some strides, or has it been more of a team effort? I know when we talked in December about Josie Romig a little bit, but anyone else kind of take some strides in the right direction?
I think it's been more of a team thing. You know, we do kind of go as Josie goes a little bit. And in those two games that we dropped, you know, Olpe and Madison both did a really good job of limiting her offensively, especially, and that kind of showed with our offensive output. But I've just been really pleased with the way our entire team has taken steps forward. We play a lot of sophomores, and I think our sophomores are getting a lot more comfortable with being varsity players and the speed of the varsity game, because most of them were pretty much primarily JV players last year, and so that's just taken them a little bit of time. And so this break was great for them to kind of take a breath and reset a little bit and get their feet under them a little bit as well. So, but I've just been pleased with everybody. Can't say that one girl specifically stands out, because everybody's doing such a great job.
Visiting with Waverly girls basketball coach Ty Piper here on the Area Coaches Corner, and opening things back up after the postponement on Tuesday. You were scheduled to play Lebo, but that will be moved to two more weeks away, so you won't see Patrick Gardner and company for couple of weeks, but get to Northern Heights tomorrow at home, and then next week Meritazine Valley, and then you have Hartford, and then on the 21st, before you play Lebo, you will have Burlingame. So good opportunities coming up.
Yeah, really good opportunities. You know, we haven't seen Northern Heights in a few years. And with them joining the league again, we're really excited just to kind of see a team that maybe we're not as familiar with and that's not as familiar with us. But then next week, kind of the gauntlet begins with two really, really strong teams, two teams that can compete for league titles in Meritazine and Hartford. And so, but, you know, like we talked before the break, every night out in our league is tough. And, you know, records kind of go out the window when you're talking about league play in our league. So our focus is on Northern Heights and just trying to take some of the things that we've worked on over the break and make sure that we are executing and you know, doing what we can control, and just really looking forward to just getting back out on the floor.
Excellent, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Northern Heights, and best of luck next week coming up. as you got some big ones coming up with Merida Zine and Hartford, and best of luck coming up on the 21st with Burlingame, and talk to you again in 2 weeks before that final game before the Lyon County League tournament. It's quickly approaching.
Yeah, it is. I appreciate all you're doing for us, Dylan. Thank you very much.
That is Waverly Girls Basketball Coach Ty Piper joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Stewart Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.